Alright, what up world? Well, tonight I was in Long Beach and it was amazing. I was surprised that I was going to get this pack. Well, the reason why it was packed is because it was like a pre-party for this weekend, and Saturday there's going to be a celebration for an anniversary of the Salsa Club in Cal State Long Beach. So a lot of people from Cal State, they went, and it was good. I was able to dance with a couple of people, and I knew a couple of them, so I had a good time. One thing that I want to talk about was I have noticed that when like a girl that I'm attracted to rejects me in the dance floor, I get like a little bit of reactive. Not so much as like that people will notice, but in my mind I get reactive. Like I get what could I say, like insulted. But when a girl that I'm not even attracted to and they reject me in the dance floor, like seriously, it doesn't faze me. I'm like, okay, move on. So what I have to work on is, like, no matter who rejects me in the dance floor, I have to be cool, calm, and collected. And I mean, after a while, after I noticed that, I start working on it. And I have talked about this before. I used to start like becoming more calm, very relaxed, and into the moment. And it works for me, and I get into the mood of just having fun. Well, that's one aspect of tonight. Another one is that I've been watching this documentary in Netflix called Rapture. And it's a series of documentaries about like rappers. The first one is Logic, which I have heard about him before, but ever since I watched his documentary, I started listening more to him, and I kind of like it. And his story is really good, and he's very positive. And and he came out of like with nothing, and now he's like a superstar. It's very inspiring. And stories like that keep me going to keep posting podcasts and keep going at dancing and also socializing, because I think that's pretty awesome. I can't wait for the moment when, after like I don't know, a couple of years, and I listen back to this podcast and I'm like, wow, like the growth that I have done, it's going to be amazing. Because I have noticed it, as a matter of fact, there was one girl that I danced today that I have known her for a while, and she used to like me in the beginning, but then she had a boyfriend and she changed completely. So we stopped talking for a while, for years, but now she seems that she's cool, and I dance with her, and we like just talk it out, and it is nice because I have seen her grow too. Like she was a beginner when I met her. I was kind of like a beginner, and now we're good, and we like dancing with each other, so that's awesome. Also, I have noticed like girls that they used to reject me in the dance world that are really good dancers, since I've been putting the work and just focusing on my North Star, now they like dancing with me. That's why I recommend you guys, like, put yourself in a position where you get rejected, or where you fail, or where you are like making a fool out of yourself, because after a while you are immune to it and you understand that failure is just part of success. So that is really a good thing to do. Another thing that I kind now I'm like forgot about, like, because there was a third part, and I know that if I don't say it this time, in the next podcast I will remember. And I'm very excited for this weekend, because tomorrow there's a big event and Bell Gardens, and on Saturday, like I'm telling you, there's going to be that salsa club in Costa Long Beach 12th anniversary, so a lot of people are going to go. And I'm trying to remember. Well, that's it for tonight, but like always, guys, check out the Instagram. Is social_stoic_dancer, and give me your feedback. And now I remember the third thing is the be persistent. And when I say persistent, and when I'm talking about social interactions or dancing, I'm not saying that if somebody rejects you in the dance floor, keep asking them and keep asking them. Or if somebody doesn't like talking to you, keep bothering them or keep going at them. No, what I'm saying is that don't give up for someone rejecting you in the dance floor. Like sometimes they will reject you once, but you don't know what is going on in their mind. So don't take it personal. Later on that night or in another day, go and ask them again. You'll be surprised how welcoming sometimes they receive you. That has happened to me always, like every night. I've seen it like happen that like maybe a girl doesn't want to dance with me, or she thinks she's too cool to dance with me, but after she sees me, or after she is in another emotional state, she accepts me, and then we have a good bonding. So yeah, keep being persistent, guys. Don't let failure get in your way. And yeah, that's about it. And like always, guys, keep going at it and keep grinding. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.